20 down, 5 more to go as we continue with the top 25 radio rock hits of 1984.
Number 5!
It comes from this member of the mainstream group, Kansas. Yep, it is Kerry Livgren and his band, AD. Here's Timeline on Streets of Gold.
Walking on a timeline. We'll be right back.
A good friend of mine and former fellow youth pastor who lived in Denver, Colorado. That is Steve Taylor with Sin for a Season, the number four rock hit of 1984. Steve, by the way, went on to do a bunch of producing. He was very helpful in getting the Newsboys launched into their popularity, believe it or not. He was right there at their beginning as they took off. He produced a bunch of albums and then turned his eyes towards movies. That's correct. He actually went to college for film. And that's what he's doing today is movies. So you can see his name every once in a while popping up as the director and producer from movies.
Number three.
It's the second and final song from Prodigal, and a song which hit number one for 2 months in 1984, Scene of the Crime, right here on Streets of Gold.
So
just a little worry. Set me off right away. And I'm here to tell you, I meet him every day. So you don't like living all by yourself. And maybe you'll still feel alone with someone else. So won't you take a word from me?
Love the message in that song. If you have accepted Jesus in your life, you can truly say, He lives in me. Rick Kuhn with the number two radio rock hit of 1984.
Number one.
And who, yes, who just happens to be number one? Number one on the rock radio hits of 1984. Well, we just heard from this guy back at number four. There's clue number one. Number two clue is he's from Denver originally. Number three clue is he was a youth pastor and... It's Steve Taylor. Here is Meltdown at Madame Tussauds at number one on Streets of Gold.
The middle of the night at the London Shrine. Could have been the
the written guide. Pity that is essence of all but liquefied. Celebrity status only got in the way.
Yeah, the one and only Steve Taylor. It is the number one rock hit of 1984. That is Meltdown. Steve Taylor copping in two songs in the top five for 1984. Way to go, Steve. Let us know if you like these Rock Countdown programs. If you do, I'll be back for more. And our producer, Jack, will be forced to put these on because you love them so much. Email us at streets@oja.net. That is streets@oja.net. Or call, leave us a message. It is 916-630-1800. That's 916-630-1800. Our producer and music excellence is the one and only Jack Reeves. I'm Gator filling in for Larry Wayne, who should be back next time for more Christian music classics right here on Streets of Gold.